Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Zee Entertainment Enterprises Limited conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal for an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bijal Shah. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Zed. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the conference call of Zee Entertainment Enterprises Limited. Joining us today on the call is Mr. Puneet Goenka, Managing Director and CEO of Zee Entertainment. Before I pass it on to Mr. Goenka, I would like to remind everybody that anything we say during the call that refers to our outlook for the future is a forward-looking statement and must be taken in the context of the risk that we face. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Goenka.
Thank you, Bijal. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining this call at such short notice. I'm sure that all of you have questions regarding the developments in the stock market today. Let me start by assuring you all that the fundamentals of the business remain intact. There is no change in the company's growth guidance shared with you all post our third quarter results. The Indian media and entertainment industry has great growth prospects, and we, being the market leader, are at the forefront of capturing this growth potential with our broadcast, digital, and other media verticals. Our advertising and subscription revenue growth continues to be strong, and we will deliver industry-leading growth. Coming to the developments related to the promoter stake sale, the process is underway, and we are on track to reach a binding agreement with the strategic partner within the stated timelines. Today's development have no bearing whatsoever on the stake sale process. With that opening statement, I will open the floor for question and answers.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please enter star and one. The first question is from the line of Prateek Barsagade from Edelweiss Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, this is Avnish here. Thanks. So my first question is the news item which has appeared in The Wire. I understand it's not something related to Zee, but obviously promoters are the same. So wanted to understand if you can give any comment which can help address the investor concerns. That would be very helpful.
So, Avnish, as you rightly pointed, it has nothing to do with Zee. I would add it has nothing to do with the SL Group either. And Mr. Jawahar Goyal has already answered on the media reports today regarding the involvement with the Dish and D2H process. I don't think we are involved in any manner whatsoever in the same.
But will any action be taken against the Wire company, because they have put this article, now this has created so much of investor wealth getting eroded. So any action, because only then we can get more comfort, right? Just saying no, is that enough?
We've already initiated legal action and filed a defamation case on them from the SL Group, and we will pursue that very aggressively against them.
Puneet, my second question is, a lot of the promoter stake of Zee is also pledged. Now with the sharp fall in the stock today, two questions on this. One, has any of the promoter stake which is pledged been sold? Second is, because stock has fallen, would you need to pledge more, because that's how it works, right?
Yeah, Avnish, we are still gathering information on what sale has actually happened today over the counters. We are still to receive the full details of the delivery, etc. We believe a large part of this is still forward and options. We will know probably by another couple of hours before we can answer that. Our view on this thing is that we are talking to all the lenders. And the lenders have been supportive so far because they know that we are doing this deleveraging process by the stake sale and the infrastructure asset sale. So I am confident that the lenders will stay with us and work with us to come out of this situation soon.
Okay. Okay, Puneet, that's all from my side. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you, Abhishek.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Rajiv Sharma from SBI Cap Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just a question, Puneet. I just joined late. If you can clarify, if there is any change in your pledging and, with how the markets reacted, and there's been some 8 crore shares which has got traded. So if you can provide some clarity there. Second is, good to hear that you suggested that the process is underway regarding the stake sale. But is this pricing, means this sharp correction, a deterrent for you? Is it putting you, is there any going back, taking a step back and thinking that the prices should improve, or you believe that the strategic partner will be looking at a better valuation and this whole knee-jerk reaction is, one should ignore that?
So, Rajiv, as I had stated earlier, the true actual sale process, we do not know what has happened in the stock markets today. We are still gathering information. We do believe a large part of it is still F&O. We don't really know whether actually 8 crore shares got traded or it's just a
Hello.
Rajiv, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with your question. Please continue with your question.
Yeah, hi. Puneet, I understood on the first question. Second was this sharp correction which we've seen today. Is it a deterrent in the whole process? You would like the markets to normalize, or you think that this will not come in the way of shareholders in terms of value creation?
Yeah, so Rajiv, what I was saying on that was that any strategic partner is looking at the intrinsic value of the asset that they are buying, right? And nothing has changed on that front. And because this is a strategic partner and not a financial investor, they would definitely continue to see the value that they are buying into. So I do not see that changing, and I'm pretty confident that we will be able to get the right value for the stock irrespective of what has happened today on the stock market.
And one last, I don't know, how do I put this, but do you feel it is necessary now, given whatever the knee-jerk reaction has been, that we could expect some accelerated announcement on the progress of the deal, or you think it's going to take its sweet time at April end?
Rajiv, one day's thing cannot be a way of for me to try and speed that. I mean, even yesterday I was working at the same speed as I'm working today on the strategic sale process. It's up to the strategic partner and us to work together to find the right solution, and the sooner we do it, the better. So I'm still confident of meeting the timelines. Of course, if I can do it earlier, I would love to and make the announcement earlier.
Okay, that's very helpful. If there's any follow-up, I'll come back. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rajiv.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Yogesh Kirve from Batliwala and Karani Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So, sir, what I get from the interview of Mr. Jawahar Goyal earlier on the media is that we may have done some dealing with particular entity which has been talked about, Nityang, but this is not a part of the promoter, part of the SL promoters as such. Would I be right in that?
I have not personally seen the interview, but I think if he has said that, that will be right.
Right. Okay. And so, if you look at the volumes today, I mean, the deliverable volumes were just 25%. So if you see, so it appears that there's a group of people who are sort of capitalizing on the vulnerabilities that the group is currently facing in terms of the promoter's leverage. So I understand the strategic sale will take its own time, but on the other measures in terms of sale of businesses, where are we? I mean, we have made someone, we have said that we have signed binding term sheets and all. So where are the other transactions currently are?
So on the three assets, one of the assets is already, the deal is done and we are expecting the cash to come at, as soon as possible, very shortly. On the other two assets, which is the solar and the roads project, on solar we have a in-principle deal and we are working through the details right now, and both solar and the road project should be consummated within next 3 to 6 months at max.
Okay, and the first transition that you refer to, so are we talking in terms of weeks and months, or it could be slightly longer than that?
Sorry, say that again, please.
So in case of the first transaction where we already signed a term sheet, binding term sheet, so we are expecting cash in the matter of weeks and months, or it could be a bit longer than that?
No, when I say as soon as possible, it's like weeks and months, sir. Can't be longer than that. And the other two deals also, I'm talking about full consummation to happen in 3 to 6 months.
Right, sir. Okay. So that's all from me. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you, Ramesh.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vikash Mantri from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening and thank you for the opportunity. I just have one request. We'll have some data about the press shares, as you said, in a matter of few hours. So before the market opens on Monday, please request you to post that and make the investors know if there has been any activity. Sorry to say that if there is nothing reported from the company, the market or the investors might fear the worst. So that's just a request from my side.
Yeah, so Vikash, I think your fear is right. I'm sure there may have been some implications that would have happened today. We will get the details and try and share with you all over the weekend.
Thank you so much, sir. That's all
from
me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is in the line of Nandita Parker from Karma Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Puneet. Just wanted to know, other than this defamation suit against The Wire, what other actions are you taking to deal with this issue?
We will also be going criminal, Nandita, against them on the same matter.
Okay. And on this investigation, can you categorically state that the group is not being investigated?
We are definitely not involved in this investigation at all, Nandita.
Okay, great. I think that puts a lot of people's mind, less of mine, to rest that you're saying that. Because in this environment, I mean, it's just... it's very toxic set of events that have occurred, and we understand what the group might be going through at this point.
Thank you for that.
We are very supportive, and we have a lot of confidence in the management of Z. I would reiterate that if there is any sale of pledge shares, that I imagine that would have happened today, please post that, and also just please be proactive in keeping investors informed as you're doing at this call. Thank you.
We'll do that.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Adi Desai from York Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks, thanks for organizing the call, everyone. I guess a quick question from me, and it's more for observation as well. As we saw from the questions, there's speculation about pledge shares being sold, which obviously means that the promoter's stake will reduce in the company. I guess the question is, in case, obviously we'll wait for the data, in case that is the case and the share price going down might put some more pressure on pledge shares being sold, what are the different, I guess, options for the promoters to tackle this? Would it be to inject more cash to release pledge shares? And releasing pledge shares will be the biggest way to give confidence to the market, I'm guessing. But any thoughts on, I know it's a bit early, but any preliminary thoughts on how to tackle this? Because, I mean, the issue being that if the pressures get sold or promoter stake gets reduced, which obviously puts the process under jeopardy as well. So I just want to know what you're thinking on this.
Yeah, so I think the entire process of the asset sale on the infra side and the stake sale on the Z side was initiated well in time by us to not let any of these things happen. Now, obviously, today's knee-jerk reaction is not something that anybody anticipated. And we were well on our way to do the sales and make sure that the hedge levels are completely removed, not just reduced. I think that plan still remains. Over the weekend, we will be engaging with the lenders, as I said earlier, and trying to work out alternate plans, if any, that can be worked out.
And I guess just a quick request over that. I think if you can keep, I understand obviously it's a promoter thing, if you can keep the investors up to date on what your plans are over there. I mean, I think the biggest risk is obviously that there's this negative reflexivity that plays out, that people are afraid that the banks have to sell shares. And as you saw, like, people played a FNO game through to sort of preempt that. So just, I think, as someone else mentioned, just be commercial about it and, I guess, disclose proactively.
Absolutely, Andy, we will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vivek Anand Subbaraman from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the call. Can you confirm that whether any of your lenders would have sold any stock that you have pledged with them, or is it too early for me to be asking you that? Second question is, for a potential new owner, you know, if they pick up stake from the market right now, what would you be able to do to stop a potential hostile takeover? Is that a risk that you run right now? Do you get a sense of that? Thanks.
So, I think it's too early. As I said earlier, I am sure that some invocation by the lenders may have happened today. But whether any sale has happened by them or not, it's too early to tell. We are still gathering that data. And as and when we have that, we will be sharing that, as I said earlier, to Vikas and several others. In terms of a hostile takeover, I think the current laws of the land, which require certain things to play out with the minimum pricing, etc., we have to still see. The probability of that happening is, very remote in my view.
Right, because as a follow-up, let's say in your view, the intrinsic value of the business could be, say, worth X rupees per share, but let's say the market is giving someone an opportunity to buy your shares at, say, 0.6X. In that situation, it is isn't that a real risk where a prospective partner may think of potentially buying shares from the open market, then also trigger an open offer based on the past 6 months of trading, which could still be lower than the X that you are looking at. In that case, what happens?
Well, if I just give you the past 6 months average price as of yesterday is 534 rupees.
Okay.
So, I mean, given where we are today, that number is anyway much ahead of what we are talking about, right?
Right. Fair enough. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nawal Seth from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the opportunity, sir. I have question on, as you rightly stated, there might have been some invocation because of the steep fall in stock price. But the only question is, was there additional funding demand from the bankers during the day because the price fell very sharply? And if at all it was there, did we furnish, or we will still take a look over the weekend and do it on Monday or probably over the weekend?
Lover, I wouldn't have this level of detail with me, but if you would like, I can ask Bijal to schedule a call with the corporate team. I'm not tracking it on that minute-to-minute level. I'm sorry to say that.
No, I appreciate that. The only reason I asked was because of this kind of sharp fall. Otherwise, obviously, this wasn't a concern. But certainly, I'll connect with Bijal and thank you for this.
Yeah, sorry about that, Lover.
No issue, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rohit Dokania from IDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. I have two questions, Puneet. First is, partly related to what Naval just asked. Just wanted to confirm, or rather if you can give us some hint, how's the immediate liquidity situation, of the group, so that in case if the lenders ask for more security, will we be able to furnish them? Or, from Monday onwards, there could be continuous pressure as far as the pledge shares are concerned.
Well, as I said, the corporate team is engaging with all the lenders, all of today, and I'm sure they will be doing the same all of tomorrow and day after as well to find amicable resolutions. I don't think this is the place to comment on what the liquidity situation of the promoters is. But I'm happy to get a call set up for you as well with the corporate team if you so desire.
Sure. Thanks, Puneet, for this. The other thing I also wanted to ask, if you can confirm if there has been, any delay in interest or principal repayment by any of the group entities, which are involved in infrastructure and the other sort of assets that we spoke about earlier in the call, in terms of any sort of interest or principal repayments?
I wouldn't be aware of that, Rohit. I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you.
No problem, Puneet. Thanks a lot and wish you all the best.
Thank you. Next question is in the line of Kunal Vora from BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Two questions. First is, would you be comfortable getting in a strategic investor at close to the current price? And if the investor is not willing to pay a large premium, are you okay to wait for the right price? So that's one. And second one is, can you clarify whether you're in talks only with foreign strategic investors or any of the local companies are also in a part of the discussions? That's it.
So I think I'll take the second question first. We are in talks with both domestic as well as foreign potential partners because we didn't restrict the process to anybody. And we are in active dialogue with both. On the first part, very difficult to say. Definitely, I don't think that the intrinsic value of the asset is at what the current market rates are, or even what they were yesterday for that matter. I really believe and I'm confident that these strategic will see the value of the asset that they're buying and will not let the current share price color their mind. And that's what I'm working towards with them very actively, and I'm quite confident that we'll deliver on that.
But for that to happen, there has to be multiple companies which are really interested in buying. Are you seeing that level of interest? What's been the interest level so far? Any comments on that will be useful.
Yeah, as I reported 10 days back after my results, that it is a multi-party negotiation that's happening.
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alankar Garude from Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Puneet. Thanks for the opportunity. So I know that all this has happened today itself and not sure whether you got the opportunity today. But have you spoken to your prospective partners after today's development?
No. As you know, New York would have opened up just a couple of hours back. And so we are still, and our bankers are, as you know, based out of New York. So we will be engaging with them, hopefully after this call or on Monday, first thing.
Understood. And not even the domestic partner?
No, we don't engage directly, you know. Alaka, we engage through our bankers.
Understood. So basically a follow-up to what the previous participant was asking as well. So you are in talks with both foreign as well as domestic players. So I just had a query regarding this, because we had earlier indicated that our primary focus would be someone who can provide us access to the US and European markets on the media side as well as technology. So does any domestic player really have the capability to provide us access to the US and European markets other than what we already have?
Highly unlikely, Alankar, that a domestic player can get us that access. But as we had said at that time also, that we are opening the process for all prospectives, and hence we can't rule out Indian from that point of view.
Understood. And finally, Puneet, so are we completely denying any link as a group as well as at the promoter level as well as the company with this entity, Nityank?
I don't know how much more clearer I can be, Alankar, in what I've said.
Okay, Puneet, that's helpful. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Himanshu Shah from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the opportunity and the call. All my questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you, Himanshu.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jay Doshi from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Puneet, would you be able to give us some idea of what is your expected expectation of enterprise value and equity value for each of the three infra assets that are up for sale and that you have indicated? There are some numbers quoted in the media articles, but it's very difficult to believe whether it is right number or not.
So the enterprise value expected from by us is upwards of 20,000 crores for the three assets.
And what should be the equity value, a broad range?
It should be about 8,000 to 9,000.
Right. And of that, the first transaction which is already over, what will be the expected equity value from that, which you are expecting in the next few days?
Yeah, I am not privy to this kind of detail.
Understood. Okay.
I am not driving that process. You will appreciate.
Fair point. Second question is, do you need both the things to sort of deleverage the group and, completely remove all the pledges? And by both the things, I mean all the three asset sales as well as up to 20% stake sale in Z. Or if you're able to do one of the two, the other won't be required.
No, as I had stated earlier that, the infra assets would have removed significant part of the pledges. Maybe not all of it, but then necessarily all of the 20% stake sale is not needed and the infra asset sale is not needed for removing the pledges. What will be left, let's say, after the infra assets is a very small amount of pledges that would still need to be taken care of.
That is helpful. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jayesh Shah from OHM Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Hi, Puneet. Thanks for the opportunity. And we are unhappy. I mean, sorry to see this unfortunate incident today on the stock price. My only question is, if at all, the pledge shares have been sold or are vulnerable to be sold, the collateral value would have actually fallen. So whilst, you have promised that you would give us the disclosure on what is the status on the pledge, it would be helpful to also have an idea as to will there be any further liability because of your collateral going down, and what does it mean, because markets will take that as an overhead.
Okay, stock. I will take your point to the corporate team and come back to you guys on that as well.
That's helpful. Thanks and wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sachin Salgaonkar from Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Puneet, I have a couple of questions. Number one is, again, in a scenario that, let's say, pledge shares have been triggered, And you know, if you look at the point that you know roughly 50% of the promoter share in Z is more or less pledged, does that change what you have said? You know, perhaps in November that you know you guys are open to selling around 50% or less stake. So you know, in other words, are you guys open for now selling more than 50% of the stake in entity?
Sachin, I don't think that kind of a decision can be taken in just one day of a panic situation in the market. I don't think that we are going to take that kind of a drastic decision just because one day the market has been weak.
Okay, Puneet.
Let us see what happens in the coming weeks, etc., to determine what our strategy going forward will be.
Got it. A second related question is, you know, given the fact that the stock price has fallen so much and, you know, let's say a potential buyer on the other side says that, you know, so-and-so is the price which we are now willing to give. So is there a probability that the deal may not happen given the valuation mismatch wherein A, what promoters are expecting and B, you know, how a potential strategic buyer is now looking? And I completely get your point about, you know, the intrinsic value of the asset. But, you know, I mean, from a potential buyer perspective, it's all about, you know, getting a more attractive price.
What you are saying in theory is possible, Sachin, but until I don't speak to them, I can't really comment as to how they would have reacted to today's stock price steep fall. So I don't know whether I can answer that for you today right now sitting here.
Okay, fair enough. And my last question is, you know, does something change for you guys? Are you, in the sense that, are you guys open now for a potential financial investor also, or the focus continues to remain on a strategic one?
No, you know, I would think that the financial investor would now focus more on what the current market price is. Therefore, it makes even more sense to focus on strategic now for us.
Okay, fair point. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vaibhav Goyal from SBI Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Hi, Puneet. Actually, in the last call, you had suggested it probably will come out thinking that what is the exact group status on debt, what kind of collaterals, and what is the entire situation on the company. But still, I don't know what was decided internally, but that all things give a lot of confusion in the investor's mind. What's your take on that?
No, sorry, I didn't catch that.
So, in the last call for the entire...
Mr. Goyal, but there's a lot of static disturbance on the line. I just wanted to confirm if you're on speaker.
No, I'm using hands-free. I don't know if I'm clear now. Is it better?
Yeah, tell us.
Yeah, so in the last call, you had it was requested that if you can give the exact entire details of... the group entire loan part as it was requested by some of the participants at that point of time, so that there is a clarity that what kind of a situation we are in, the group is into, and probably how and what. So obviously the stake sale is going to is in the process, but still the entire status of the group debt, so that there is a complete clarity in investors mind the status of the debt on the group side.
If you just extrapolate what I just said to Jay, that, you know, if you take just the infra asset sale and the equity value that we'll derive from there, we'll pretty much take care of a very significant piece of the pledge part. Right? So, I mean, it's not something that as a deeper call I can tell you what exactly is the pledge status. But definitely... I will pass it on to the corporate team as to what the status has been from today, for example. So from that perspective, I'm still giving you a guidance as to what the pledge levels were based on the equity realization and what it will mean after that equity realization would happen.
Okay, sure. Thanks.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Karan Taurani from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. I just have one question. So can you just help us again know details in terms of what stage the strategic partner deal is right now, or throw some color on that?
So Karan, I think the strategic partner discussion is at an advanced stage. As I had mentioned, we are actively engaging with partners, and and trying to work how soon we can come out with an offer that we can announce to the market. We are, as I said earlier, talking to multiple parties, and you know these things are a little complicated in the initial stages of negotiation itself. So I am confident that we will be able to give you a color on what kind of partner we'll get in the next few weeks itself. But beyond that, I don't have much more to tell you.
And just one more second, if I can tell you, the domestic partner which we're open to right now, no mention of that was there during the QC results. So has it come in very recently or something of that sort? Are you opening up of having a talk with the domestic partner as well?
No, I think in the last quarter, nobody asked me the question, and hence I didn't bring it up. But the engagement is happening since November that we had announced. With both domestic and foreign. So the only difference is that I had always maintained in my calls and my public interviews that our first preference is for a foreign partner because of the market access that they can give us. That's the only difference that still remains intact. But I think nowhere we have said that we will not engage with the domestic and only engage with the foreign.
Okay, great. Thank you. That's it for my side.
Thank you.
Thanks, Karan.
Next question is from the line of G.V. Giri from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hi, Puneet. My question is about your three assets that you've spoken about. You've said that your group is trying to liquidate these assets to raise funds. But are any of these assets pledgeable for you to raise money in the form of debt? Or that's not been tried?
I don't think I'm even qualified to answer that question, Giri. I think these are operating companies. I don't know how we can pledge an operating business to raise debt. I think the easiest way for us was to liquidate, get our equity value, and then use that to reduce the pledge levels.
Sure, understood.
I'm not sure I understood your question, how we can...
Yeah, I meant the assets of the operating companies, but if they are in operations, there would be a limit on how much you can do with that.
Yes, exactly.
So, understood. All the best.
Thanks, you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sanjay Chawla from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the call and the opportunity. My first question is, have you got any, with regard to the stake sale process, have you got any non-binding bids? What kind of a timeline do you see for, due diligence, the closure once you actually get a final bid?
Sanjay, I'm not at liberty to share that level of details. I can only share that we are in such active engagement that numbers are being thrown at each other. I am confident that we will be able to close a deal much before the timelines that I had talked about. If not, then within the timelines that I had talked about.
Okay, and the timeline that you mentioned is April end, right, as of now?
Yes, it is March end to April end. That's the window.
Okay. And the second question is, obviously the business has a certain intrinsic value, but obviously we are talking about a price for a deal. How do you feel about this situation where you have to, because of the need to deleverage at the promoter level and to reduce and remove the pledges. Debts seem to be kind of stacked against you with regard to the price that could be realized. Do you think that, a deal is, a certainty here given the need to reduce the pledges?
Sanjay, that's an interesting part of any entrepreneur. I mean, we are an entrepreneur by birth and we will remain entrepreneurs till we die. So, we build businesses, we earn from those businesses, and we build new businesses. So I think even if we have made some mistakes in some of the businesses, and for that, if we have to look at liquidating some of the assets, well, that's part of life. I'm not hurt or anything that this is something that I'm having to do because of the leverage position. It's fine. It's part of my DNA, if you can call that.
But a deal is certain to happen given the situation which has come about.
Well, very confident that the deal will certainly happen.
Okay. All right, Puneet, thank you and all the very best.
Thank you, Sanjay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take the last question now, which is from the line of Adi Desai from York Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, it's me again. I heard you mention that you will have your corporate team reach out to answer some questions. I guess, again, my only sort of suggestion would be to kind of disclose everything out to all investors rather than reach out individually, because all these questions I think everyone's asked, it's a question that everyone has. It will be helpful, including sort of the promoter sort of leverage issues, sort of how what to do with recapitalizing the pledges or collateral that needs to be there, etc. I think these are all questions that investors will have. And again, I understand that you won't have answers to everything, but whatever progress you make over the next year or two, if you disclose that, that will help. That's about it.
We will do that, Ali. That's not a problem. I just hope I was outside this company today, because this is the right opportunity for any investor to be looking at this kind of a pricing on this kind of a company. I wish I was not part of Z and I was outside. I would use this as an opportunity. That's on lighter side from my side.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Any more?
Thank you. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Shah for closing comments, sir. Over to you.
Thank you, everyone. And do reach out to Investor Relations team if you have any follow-up question. We are available through the weekend and anytime, I mean, whatever clarification you need, we would be happy to answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, members of management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Z Entertainment Enterprises Limited, that concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.